Drew Munson with the Carroll Tiger Boys golf team joining us here today as he is headed down to William Jewell College. If you haven't heard of it, folks, it's in Liberty, Missouri. And Drew, congratulations on that decision. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.
Drew, you're welcome. Absolutely, Drew. Let's talk a little bit about kind of things for you. You're a terrific golfer, have been for the Carroll Tiger program for several years now. When did you decide that college and college golf is something that you wanted to do?
Well, I started looking at the option of college golf, obviously, probably after my freshman year. I really started, you know, exploring the options probably 2 years ago. I actually first made contact with William Jewell and started a conversation 2 years ago. So it's been quite a process. It's been pretty long.
I was going to say, are you glad to have it over then?
It's nice knowing exactly where I'm going. It was kind of fun, though, you know, exploring options. But I feel like I made the right decision. I'm really, really stoked to be down in Liberty and golfing for William Jewell, especially since I was looking for a Division II program. And this was right exactly what I wanted, Division II. A little bit warmer weather, which is nice, obviously, when it's Iowa.
Did you reach out to them, or did they make first contact with you?
Actually, I reached out to them. That was before I could actually fully engage in the conversations, because you have to do it after your sophomore year. I reached out to them. They just had me fill out some questionnaires, and we started the conversation. I went down for a visit probably last summer. Yeah, it was last summer. And I honestly really, really enjoyed the campus. They're doing a lot to actually building a brand new basketball arena right now, and they're updating their football field. So there's a lot going on there, and it's going to be fun to be down there.
Pretty big campus or kind of a smaller campus?
It's probably medium. It's not as small as, like, let's say, like a door or any of that. It's a bigger campus. It's in a very older part of the town. It's a very developed neighborhood, mature trees and all that. It kind of has a very good vibe that I knew as soon as I got there that's one, if they offered, I would definitely want to go to.
Did size of a campus or the school matter to you? Was it mainly just warmer weather, or what were the contributing factors of what you were looking for?
I was mainly looking for a place that obviously had the majors I was looking into, which were engineering and accounting. And William Jewell has both of them. I wasn't too set on the size of the school. I was pretty open to options. It was mostly just athletics that I was looking for. I wanted a school that could compete at the highest level. And obviously, at the Division II level, they travel a lot more than NIA or even Division III.
Were they the only school you reached out to, or who did you reach out to over the years?
I've had conversations with a couple of schools. I went down to Rockhurst, which is kind of the crosstown rivals, as the state of William Jewell. They're also a Division II school in downtown Kansas City. I also went to Loras, which is the Division III school in Dubuque. And then I also visited Upper Iowa in Fayette, Iowa. They're Division II. And I also just recently went to Door in Sioux Center.
So were those the main schools looking at you, or did you have other schools that kind of reached out to you with the success that you've had so far in your high school career?
Those were the ones I actually went down and visited. I talked to a couple, like Kentucky Wesleyan, which is in just on the border of Kentucky and Indiana. I also talked to Newman, which is in Wichita, Kansas, Aurora in Illinois, and Southern Indiana.
So you've had a lot of kind of communication with colleges. What have those communications been like, and how different is it kind of from school to school? You don't have to point out each school, but is it different with the way they talk to you?
It's pretty similar, obviously, depending on restrictions, obviously, when I were talking to them. But most of them, they were very open and welcoming. It was a tough decision narrowing down what I wanted, but I mostly wanted academics, so I talked mostly about that and athletic and their almost philosophy behind what they saw in golfers and how they were going to build and develop their players.
who did your decision all come down to? Was it just William Jewell, or did you have maybe a list of three or four or five schools?
I was pretty torn between, honestly, Loras, Upper Iowa, and Dort, and obviously William Jewell. Loras was probably the next closest one. I really, really enjoyed the campus, and the coach was just a super nice guy. But I ultimately, I chose William Jewell just because warmer weather, and I felt like they had more to offer athletically.
Now, I'm sure you had guys that you've golfed against, because I know we've got other local kids up in the Dort area and stuff like that. Did that have any kind of a draw to you to maybe get a golf with somebody you've golfed against in high school or maybe with in some tournaments, or did that not impact you at all in this decision?
With the Dort, obviously, I'm pretty close friends with Ryan Photo, who
yep.
was a Kemper grad. I'm sure you remember Ryan.
I do, absolutely.
He put some good words in for me at Dort. And honestly, seeing the progression he did throughout his college career, because he improved tremendously when he was at college, and I was just looking to do something similar. So I ended up going up there and talking. It truly was a tough decision between all the colleges.
What was it all? Kind of sounds like the major, the campus, and the warmer weather. Was those the main things that made William Jewell your pick?
Yeah, that was mostly it. Also, it was kind of the travel, because Division II seems to travel quite a bit farther. Like they've made trips to Vegas. They go this year. I know they're going to Memphis. They're in Southern Missouri, they're going to Indianapolis. I just wanted, honestly, to go play some really, really cool courses that are throughout the country.
Any courses in particular you'd love to get a chance to play?
I can't really name any. I would really like, obviously, because they have a school in their conference called Lewis, and every occasional years they can play Cog Hill, which is suburb of Chicago, and it holds PGA Tour events. That would be awesome to play.
What have the conversations with the William Jewell coaches been like? What have they told you that they like about your golf game?
I think they really, really liked my swing. They said it was fundamentally sound and all that. But really, I think they liked my work ethic. I felt like I really put a lot of time in, and I really want to grow and at the next level, and that's what you really need to do.
Does it seem like you've got a chance to walk in as a freshman and get some varsity time with that program?
I think I have a chance of doing it. If obviously there's a lot of players on the team, and it would be tough, especially since they take only 5 people in college, which is completely different than high school, 6.
Now
I think I have a chance of at least competing for some spot or even getting a spot on some of the varsity meets.
You said after you signed that some of the players down there reached out to you and really made you feel welcome. What did that mean for you, and what were some of those conversations like?
They actually just DM'd me through Instagram. One of them, Aiden Sanders, which is there. He's a freshman now, but when I'm there, he'll be a sophomore, and he's from Phoenix, Arizona, and all that. And I really was welcoming, and it was also exciting to actually have people that you know that they have the same passion as you do.
Anybody that's golfed understands it's such a mentally tough game. You've got to be focused, and you got to be able to take bad shots and forget them and move on. So there's the mental part of the game. There's the off of the tee box. There's chipping. There's putting. You know, there's the short game. There's the long game. There's the woods. There's so many different aspects. What are your strengths in your mind for you in the game of golf?
I honestly feel like it's mostly iron is probably – my iron game is probably the best out of everything. I'm not probably the longest hitter. I've been working on obviously putting on some strength since courses do get quite a bit longer in college. But I really don't put myself in that big of a disadvantage off the tee. But really, it's truly the iron game and short iron game and even the wedges that really, really set me apart.
So it sounds like just gathering length is maybe your biggest area you want to improve heading into the next level?
Yeah, especially that's definitely a big focus. I want to put some muscle on. I'm kind of a little skinny right now, and I'd like to put some weight on and add some clubhead speed, especially since, you know, the courses, they're 300, 400 yards longer than high school courses, and that could be tough when you're hitting long irons in the whole day. You're not going to score as well if I'm have a 8-iron in rather than a 4-iron, and you're obviously going to score better with the 8-iron.
Yeah, it's amazing how if you can stay flexible and get stronger, how it helps the golf game, that is for sure. Let's talk about the senior year coming up. We're not that far away. We're talking here in the first part of February. So, you know, the season, you know, pretty much less than 2 months from getting started for you. What are the goals for you individually with the Carroll Tigers this year, and what are the team goals right now do you think will be for this boys team coming up here this spring?
Obviously, the goal is stayed individually. I felt like I was really, really close last my junior season, and I was disappointed. I missed it only by, I think, 3 shots. And honestly, it's to be more mentally focused. I had some relapses down the stretches, and I've gotten my head on putting and all that. I just want to be more mentally strong and not worry so much about other competitors or even other environments or just whatever. I just want to go out and play. And with committing, I don't have to worry about college decisions and all that. It's already done, so I can just go out and play.
Drew, let's talk a little bit about the education part of it. You already mentioned that engineering and accounting were the two degrees you were looking at. Have you decided? It's probably hard to go into both of those, I imagine. So what are you looking for, and have you decided what you want to do with either one of those majors?
Haven't quite decided. That was a big deal, having both of them, so I could potentially go in and not know for sure. I could always switch. I'm kind of leaning towards, I don't know quite yet. Engineering and accounting, they're both kind of have the appeal to me, obviously, with my dad coming from a financial background. And engineering has always been something that I've thought I'd want to do. It's kind of a tough decision picking between the two, so I'm not quite sure. We'll see when I get there.
It's a good thing that you've got plenty of time, and you can even change your mind. You mentioned your dad having kind of a financial accounting type of a background. What was it about engineering that drew you a little bit towards that and made that be something that you thought you could enjoy doing?
It was really, I've kind of always been pretty good at math. I'm obviously taking calculus too right now at DMAC, and honestly, the great programs that they have at Carroll High School through you got CAD, Chief Architect, and all, just getting the exposure to the software that these engineers will use on a daily basis, and also kind of understanding how they think about engineering and all that. And Carroll High School has done a great job exposing us to see what a life is like for an engineer.
Well, Drew, congratulations again on making that decision and heading to William Jewell College next year. Best of luck coming up this coming spring. Looking forward to covering you and the guys in that run to the state golf meet. So appreciate all your time today. Congratulations.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Drew Munson again with the Carroll Boys golf team. Again, he is headed to William Jewell to continue his golf career and his education as well.